Blog Talk Radio.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hopes.
Well, my name is Issa Simone. I am a singer from Stockton, California. And I've been singing for about 6 to 7 years now professionally. And I'm just ready for this journey with Miss B, you know.
Miss B, yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to start, you know, a new chapter with her and everything. I'm just excited. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Tell them how the name came about, Issa.
Absolutely.
Oh,
we got to hear that. Yes.
Okay. So the name came about, Simone is actually my middle name. And when I first started singing, I had this, I had two managers. I had a regular manager and a co-manager. And my co-manager was just like, you know what, Issa, you know, do you want to be called Issa or Issa? And I was just like, we could do Issa. Like, let's do Issa. And he was like, what's your middle name? And I was like, Simone. He's like, Issa Simone, that's it. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah, that's actually beautiful. It really is.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Yeah.
So
really,
it's really
unique. You know, we are creative. We don't bring the heat to it. I'm telling you.
It sounds like it. Speaking of the heat, we got to talk about your music. So let's lead on in. Tell us one of your great songs. And we're going to get your music. So you guys just listening right now, you'll be hearing a whole bunch of it's just Simone's music right here on the show. So first tell us one of the songs or a little bit about the music part, Miss Issa Simone.
Well, like I said, I've been doing it for about 6 or 7 years now. And I don't know, I started off in church. So
really?
I started off singing in a church choir. And everything. So I really love singing. It's in me. But I got a lot of singles out, and I actually kind of rap just a little bit when, you know.
Okay.
Right. So before I used to rap a lot more, but now I don't as much. I don't consider myself a rapper at all. I'm an R&B singer. But there is this single that I do have called Angry. And the reason why I'm talking about this was because it kind of showcased my vocals, my real vocals, you know. Just the range that I can kind of go, you can kind of hear my churchiness in there.
Okay.
I mean, that's a word, but, you know.
Well, we're going to have that on for our listeners in just a bit. So you guys, because we want to hear that. So now I've got to say, Miss B, turning to you for a moment on this. And Issa Simone, we're going to come back to you on this because I want to talk about some of that, the early beginnings and some of your folks that you, you know, that you, I know they do the comparisons. I know that, you know, the first thing folks are going to compare you to others that they've heard. And we almost can't help it. You know, Miss B, we almost can't help it because we're always looking to, you know, something, you know, it's about familiarity. And so we know.
I'm telling you, she shocked me.
Really? Yeah.
Kind of ranges. I've heard her. Man, I'm telling you, she can even get on there with some Jennifer Hudson. And she actually has sung and met Jennifer Hudson. So to see them do a collaboration would be even better.
She is my favorite. I love Miss Hudson. I watch her TV show every day. I'm a big fan of her music, and we play it right here on the show. So what is it? So is she someone that you kind of look up to, and how was that meeting?
It was really nice meeting her. She's a really sweet person in real life. It was just so exciting for her just to, because she's one of, she always, like, even when me being in the audience, when it got quiet, I kind of yelled out, "I'm your vocal twin," you know, and everybody started laughing. I call her my vocal twin because I like imitating her. I love imitating her voice. It's just so pretty and just, like, I don't know. I really do love Jennifer Hudson in the whole now, just especially since meeting her in person and understanding that, just to see that she's really sweet in person as well, you know.
She seems that way.
Yeah, she is so sweet, so yeah.
Okay. Now, I got to tell everybody, I think you got on and you told everybody at the top of this that you guys were from Stockton, I think you are from.
Yeah, we're in two different parts of California. She's in Stockton and I'm out of the Los Angeles area, and we're working together. So you got the north and you got the south. I'm on the phone right now.
That's what I was trying to establish, because I've heard of Stockton. And that's up north. And I myself lived in LA, so I was in Mid Wilshire. So I know that real well, even though I'm in New York. I remember California, L.A. area at least. So that
I'm new here because I'm originally from Detroit. So I'm bringing out here and say, what up, though, Detroit?
Oh.
Shout out to y'all, too. You know, California is where I'm at, but, you know, I always got to make it home.
Yeah, we have a lot of fans in that area from the Detroit area, and they've been on our show, and legendary stylists and all kinds of folks. So,
there you go.
Are you
familiar with Hump the Grinders?
Of course. He's been on our show.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, we know everybody moving in the hair game. So I'm super, super excited. Yes, indeed. So listen, all right. Well, I am very excited about all that we're doing.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Call me Valentine. Did you know that The Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, Michael. I wanted to kind of do something called After the Show. And this is where we kind of, because this is what Michael and I do this essentially every day, following each live broadcast of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And so we kind of look back over the broadcast. And Michael, what do you say? It's mostly about the creative process, about parts of it that we just love and hope that the fans get in certain parts that, that we put out for them. And we started doing this review of recent shows and recent broadcasts. And I said, no, we do an after the show, Michael, every day that I think the fans would absolutely love to know what is our thought process and what did
Very
we think
so.
Of what they just heard. And
oh, yeah.
I just love it. So today we're after the show on Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. That aired show number 953. So that means that you could be listening to this anytime after that date, but that was the actual air date for broadcast show number 953. So, Michael, my big thing is, as you know, and we talk about this on the show, Tuesdays. Tuesdays are important to me. Tuesday mornings are, yeah, I'll have you tell everybody why, you know, because I've shared with you. Why are Tuesdays so important to our broadcast, Michael Hopkins?
Tuesdays are so important, Carrie, because my show, the Vet Talk Radio Show, comes on Tuesdays at 8:30 East
that's
Coast
right.
time, 7:30 Central.
That's
very
right.
important,
and that's
going to
be Tuesday morning. So we like to roll that right on in. Tuesdays for me, because we're off on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is our first day back. So Tuesdays, I usually don't book other live guests on the program.
Right.
It's very, very rare that you'll hear someone come on live to chat with us. We don't usually do special guests like that on Tuesdays because my focus is to make sure we've been off for a few days, and sometimes you can get a little rusty. So I want to make sure that my full focus, and something that you guys do not know out there, because I've never shared this, but Michael and you and Nicole Marie are aware of this, and that is that, like in, you know, I come out of the airlines industry, so I'm going to give you guys kind of like a little, reference to that this morning. But that first part, once that airplane goes up into the sky when it's ascending, when it's going up, until it levels off, that's the critical time for those pilots. That's super, super, super important time. So they didn't like to be disturbed in the old days when I used to be a flight crew member. So I kind of, that first 30 minutes of our live show each morning, of the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show, that's my, we call it critical time. That's my critical time. I don't like folks to call me between 6 and 6:30 in the morning New York time because I'm focused on making sure that our broadcast starts in the way, because it's done live. It's a live show for 3 hours. So I want to make sure that we have our music playlist ready for the day. I want to make sure that I'm hitting the right buttons, that I've shared things to social media to let you guys out there know, to remind you about the broadcast, and to make sure that we have things in order and lined up. So that's why each day, that first half hour is, and to me it's a special thing because also what goes into it, speaking of the music playlist, I want to make sure that we have a set of songs that we already know will be kind of focused on. And the leadoff song is the most important song of the day because ties into something else in our broadcast. Sometimes we have the singer as a guest on the show. Sometimes it's the thought or something. It's a connection to something that our fans have that will resonate with our fans and us as hosts on the show.
Right.
How often does folks like Nicole Maria, oh, great music, or you, I remember that song from the 70s or the 80s. And what happened in today's broadcast. On this after the show that we're talking about, after the show, so whenever you're listening to it, I think it's great. It was, and if you've missed any part of that, you can Google those five words. What are those five words, Michael, that'll bring up show number 953 and allow them to replay? What are those five words that they can search for?
The Hair Radio Morning Show.
That's right. So you put that into Google, and it'll bring up all of our broadcasts. So you search for show number 953, and you'll be able to listen to what we're talking about. So the broadcast to me was really great. Celebrating the Valentine's Day experience, and it's all week that we're celebrating this. And another celebratory opportunity was to kind of recognize Nicole Marie, our colleague,
that
was chatting her out this morning on after the show. So this was really great that we had a chance to wish Nicole Marie happy birthday on February 13th,
happy birthday.
2024. Yes. And so we're going to keep this going where we get an opportunity to look back at these shows. Because you, once we talk, you will want to go back and listen. If you missed show number 953 today, part of that broadcast that you, you know, will go back and listen to the entire broadcast, you'll also hear the Vet Talk play at the very last 30 minutes of the show. And that itself was special, Michael. And why was that?
Yes,
what
was
the topic for today?
Yes, it was so special because these were the top five reasons why I, Michael Hopkins, became an accredited claims agent, or as you call it, Gary, an ACA. Yes.
An accredited claims agent. Outstanding job. Michael, I got to say, and so if you missed any part of that, you go back again and replay show number 953 that aired on Tuesday, February 13th of 2024. What we do now is a little review. It's kind of like a review show, but it's after the show. And this is where Michael and we kind of go back and talk about some of the highlights from the broadcast. Now, I love the whole show. We talked about being amazed at hitting 1,000 episodes.
That was
our cold opening this morning. This was the very first thing that you heard once we popped on at 6. And I just loved it. And then we led in with the one and only Gladys Knight. It was our song choice opening up on from our playlist today, Feel a Song, which we just love that song in my heart. So that was one of her big hits. And my special inspirational talk that I kind of do each day was on motivation, and I shared that, and you heard from Maggie Anderson as well each day.
Oh, yeah.
And, Michael, what do you say about Maggie each day and why we share something like that?
Oh, I just love listening to Maggie Anderson. It's the theme that she has, Carrie. It just makes sense to me. She's always talking about supporting our businesses in the Black community. And she gives the perfect example. And I love it. I love it. It motivates me to share that promise that she always says.
Absolutely.
It motivates me.
And I got to say, I love that as well. But one of the big highlights, of course, was our big celebration for Nicole Marie, and we did our wonderful live chat. But we welcomed for the first time in a while. She's been with us before, but it's been a long, long time. The mayor, she is the actual mayor as of this moment, out in right outside of Cleveland, Ohio area, in a town called Maple Heights, and she's celebrating her third term. And so she was a big part of today's broadcast, and I thought it was just fabulous. And it was all new, not something that
was
previously.
Oh,
yes, it was. Great.
Yeah, and most definitely, Carrie. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I also have to say, BOFIGlobal.com, You Go Girl t-shirts, and all of them. We talked a lot about them as well. BOFIGlobal.com, let me just spell it again, BEYOFIGlobal.com. That's B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India. So it's BOFIGlobal.com is the actual URL. So listen, you got to check them out. They've got everything. We talked about that on the broadcast. You need to listen. Dr. Bernard Evans comes on usually once a week or so and share. We talked about all that. And we also talked about the You Go Girl t-shirt offer where you wear the t-shirt, and it's free, by the way. We didn't talk about that on the show, but it is free. And Sam Inon, who's the man behind that at BOFSA.org, he'll be with us on Friday, the 16th. Real excited about that. So this after the show, we're going to continue to remind everybody again. It's after Tuesday, February 13th show, 2024. But we might be, reminding you of this in July or August or October. So anytime.
How about this?
These after the show segments, we're going to run just as a reminder to you to go and check out that episode. So, Michael, I just love this. And we also reminded folks about our upcoming Atlanta event. So really good stuff. So, Michael, anything you want to kind of shout out to anybody this morning, and are we killing it and just doing it up?
Oh, Carrie, we are killing it live in color. We are killing it. You had
awesome.
Another one of my favorite artists on there, too, this morning in the playlist. That was Jody Watley.
Yeah, well, Michael, you're going back on our playlist. That was quite an early one. Yes, indeed. Yeah,
yes.
Jody was just fantastic. But we also cover a lot of current artists as well.
Yes.
So I just want
very
to
much so,
Carrie. Yeah.
Oh, yep, yep. And you're giving me an education, Carrie.
Yeah, well, I think that already.
You're giving me an education.
But listen,
yes, you are.
I wanted to take a moment before we sign off this morning and just on after the show and just say again, the big news over the weekend was the passing of hair industry titan Joe Dudley Sr. So we just want to again express our condolences and again thank you for, you know, we're going to continue to keep his legacy alive throughout forever on our show. He's a big part of why we do what we do. So, Michael, great show, great after the show today. One last
very
thing,
much
back,
so, Carrie.
Check out broadcast show number 953. You're going to love it. Again, go to Google, put in those five words, the Hair Radio Morning Show. All the episodes pop up and search for episode 953. You don't want to miss it. It's the Valentine's Day Before show. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.
That?
Michael, great job.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost, traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest today joining us really for the very first time right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to talk to a gentleman who loves the industry as much as I do, and that says a lot. So, again, it's my great pleasure to introduce to you guys Dr. Robert Dorfman. Good morning and welcome to the process. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. It is such an honor to be on here today. First of all, let me just say that I know you love hair, and I'll tell you, I love hair. I live and breathe this stuff. I've suffered from my own hair loss. And when you go through something like that, I feel like it just triggers an interest that goes beyond something that could be just like a, you know, a regular interest. It really triggers a passion. And, you know, this is something that not only am I a hair loss patient, I'm a hair loss doctor, I'm a hair loss surgeon, and, you know, I deal with, you know, I actually also am a product creator for this. So, I mean, like I said, when I say hair is my life, it is my life. So thank you again for, you know, having me today.
Absolutely. And again, you're at the right home here at Hair Radio. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us. First, let's just kind of start at the beginning, Dr. Dorfman. Let's You are the founder of Done by Dorfman, and I want to hear all about it. You know, you're the medical director there. You do a whole lot. I want to talk about, just tell us a little bit about your business, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, prior to this, I did training in plastic surgery and then hair transplant. And really, everything kind of for me goes back to when I was actually 19 years old. I sat down in my barber's chair, and my barber was like, hey, your hair is thinning. And that is the worst thing you can possibly hear when you're like a freshman in college and you're like, oh, my God, like, you know, it was literally anything he would have sold me that day, I would have bought. I was like, he's like, try Nioxin. I bought the Nioxin. It made my hair loss worse. Then I went, I was like, okay, I'm going to buy Revita. The Revita made my hair loss worse. I went all natural. That didn't do anything. I tried Rogaine. I got a shed. It triggered this journey for me that ultimately led me to start experimenting with my own kind of products and just mixing stuff. Actually, I'm not kidding, in my kitchen. I was literally just mixing different things and testing it on my own head. And it led me to actually come up with something that I've been using now for years in my own head. And, you know, even when I was training in plastic surgery, I really found, you know, like, yes, I liked doing breast augmentations and facelifts, and I love doing, like, injectables. I still do a lot of, like, treatments like that, like Botox and lasers, and I love it. But for me, when you suffer from hair, you become just obsessed with it. It just became an obsession for me. And after my training, I actually went and trained with one of the world's best hair restoration surgeons as I learned his technique and worked with him and really got a lot of hands-on experience doing hair transplants too. And then now I treat hair from A to Z. So I started getting a lot of my own clients. Because of the passion I was writing, I've been asked to write the official textbook on non-surgical hair restoration by the Aesthetic Multispecialty Society, and that's the world's largest organization for aesthetic providers, 70,000 physicians worldwide. And they asked me to write the official book on hair restoration. And, you know, I speak at all the big meetings for the doctors, and I try to do a lot of research. I'm running a clinical trial right now on a product called microvascular tissue, MVT. This is something that, you know, like I am extremely passionate about. And the clinic was really just because we started getting so many patients coming to see me that I was, you know, I just went and I started my own clinic to help people, to see patients. And, you know, it's a journey. It's been absolutely amazing. I was honored to recently be on Good Day LA because I treated, I can't say who, but someone, you know, close to that show.
I actually remember Good Day LA.
Yeah,
I remember Good Day LA when I lived out there. So love that. Yeah, awesome. This is incredible. And again, now you are out. So now you're out in the Beverly Hills area. Dr. Dorfman, is that right?
Yes, we're right in the heart of Beverly Hills, right next to the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. So right across the street from the address.
Okay, you bring back a lot of memories. That's all I'm going to say. Just awesome. Absolutely awesome. My big thing with, with different options and treatments and all of that when it comes to hair restoration, what are folks, I think they're most interested in knowing what's available to them. In general. Go right ahead, Dr. Dorfman. Go ahead, please, feel free.
No, you know what? I'll tell you, you're right. You know, there's so many things available. And I think the problem that I noticed is that, unfortunately, most doctors aren't trained in hair. In residencies, it's literally like one lecture that you get literally over the course of like years, like literally one lecture, like 1 hour lecture. That's it. So like no one has really formal training in it. All people really know is like, oh, minoxidil, finasteride, right? So you go to your primary care doctor or your dermatologist, and they're just like, here's a prescription. Like, that is not the right way to treat hair loss, and it drives me crazy. And I saw a common pattern. I still see a common pattern where people come to see me, and it's been like they've gone to see their dermatologist, their primary care doctor. They got started on some kind of generic prescription. The doctor took 2 minutes with them, didn't really bother to listen and understand what was actually going on. Now they're coming to see me 3 years later. Their hair loss is substantially worse, and that's a problem. So when I speak at these meetings, I try to educate doctors. The most important thing is making the right diagnosis. That is the number one thing. There are so many causes of hair loss. It could be regular male-female pattern hair loss. It could be alopecia areata. It could be frontal fibrosing alopecia, central centrifugal cicatricial alopecia, discoid lupus. You could be on maybe getting off birth control, Ozempic, postpartum. There are so many causes. And
exactly.
Writing a simple prescription is not going to solve it. You need to get in to see an expert who's gonna take the time to understand what is causing it. And then when you make the right diagnosis, then you treat the diagnosis.
Exactly. That's why we're so excited to have you here, because this is something I've been talking about hair loss on the Hair Radio Morning Show since, we're going to say since the 90s.
Wow.
So it's been a topic that sadly it's still being talked about because there are folks suffering. And so that's usually the big thing. And I love what you just said. You really hit the nail on the head. Trying to figure out what is the root cause of their hair, thinning hair issues or hair loss, however you want to look at that. And then once that gets figured out, and what type of alopecia is applicable, if you will, and you can look at what treatment options or depending upon, like you said, an areata, I think it grows back after a while, like all kinds of stuff can shock your system and cause it as well as the, you know, everything from medicine to, I mean, it's just the list literally is as long as, you know, the Constitution, trying to figure out what are the different things. But here's what I always tell folks who are suffering. We've had a lot of fans on the show called in and talked about some of their, you know, their hair journey, so to speak, with us on the air. And so I always talk.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLock Magazine at AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLock Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters. Hours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine. We're making Black progress together.
Sunny sky, only mama. Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very special guest with us today is from the world of natural hair. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Miss Crystal Jones Bond. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, and I took a pause because I said, well, hold it. Should I give Crystal the natural hair welcome first, or should I give it the name? I wanted to give you the biggest welcome I could. We've been friends, and especially through social media, for quite a bit. Now, you are a natural hair specialist.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you now, and you have products, and you're an educator. You do the whole nine. So let's start there first about the natural hair. How did you get into natural hair?
I started doing natural hair before it really was a huge thing. I learned how to do natural hair I've been in the industry 10 years, and just about 8 years of that, I've been doing natural hair. And so I started from the very beginning of the natural hair epidemic, learning a lot of different curl patterns and how to steam and just, you know, how to do twisted updos and just, you know, harnessing my craft from there.
Oh, okay. So, you know, before it became, like we say, trendy now almost to some
right.
Things. And what has been one of the biggest things you've learned since coming into the hair realm and in the natural hair realm in the last 10 years or so? Like, what have you seen? Have you seen changes or anything like that?
The biggest thing I have seen is that we all need to have a hairstylist that knows what to do. A lot of stylists still don't know exactly if they want to do natural hair, and therefore a lot of the industry is going into crochets and braids and dreads and just other protective styles because they don't want to go back to the relaxer, but they do still want to be natural, but they want to be groomed. They want to look pretty. They want to feel pretty. So that's why I was like, you know what? I'm going to start doing natural updos, something that will last, something that's going to make them look gorgeous, and they don't have to do anything.
So the space that you are in that natural hair realm, for those ladies who may not have really figured out quite where they fall along this natural hair spectrum, that's where you specialize in kind of helping them to...
Absolutely.
Wow, that is amazing. So now how do you go about doing that? And you know, when you're talking to them, that is amazing that you're able to, you know, help them to figure this out and navigate, because it is, you know, it's not always easy for a lot of women who are looking to, you know, go that natural step or that, you know, cut off their hair or do the big chop or what have you. So how do you, what are some of the ways and things that you talk to them about so that they can feel a little bit more at ease with that, with their decision in terms of natural hair?
Well, I ask a series of questions. I go through a thorough consultation with my clients, just asking them, like, what made you go natural? What are your expectations of going natural? And how do you want to maintain your natural hair? Like, and what's your goal? Is your goal to grow long hair? Is it to just maintain? Do you want to just be trendy? Like, what is your goal with your natural hair? And most people do just say healthy. They do want some growth, but they would like to do something that they don't have to manipulate every day. And so I just go through many questions with my clients in that consultation. We talk about diet. We talk about how water and your diet makes your hair grow. We talk about everything, like medications that may take your hair out, stress, just all kinds of things that contribute to the hair and going natural.
Are they usually surprised that there's this amazing, you know, way that you go about getting the information? Are they surprised at some of the questions like they may not see the correlation, you know, with hair, you know, growing hair, per se.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every single time I ask somebody those series of questions, they're like, oh, this is a thorough consultation. I never thought any of this stuff goes together, or why this stuff goes together. What, you know, what can I do to better my hair growth and better my diet so that it all works together? They just never thought anything that worked together like that. And so just educating your client in a consultation sets you apart from everybody else.
And I'm sure that you then take a moment to introduce them to classics. So we're segueing over into Crystal's amazing products. So talk to us about your products, classics. What are they all about? And I know it's about growth. Tell us a little bit more.
So classic, I started classic about 3 years ago because...
And that's without... yeah, so it's classic. We want to make sure.
Mm-hmm. So I started classic about 3 years ago, and the reason I started it was because a lot of clients were saying they couldn't find anything that worked for them. There was stuff in stores, and they would try everything, and it just wasn't it. And so I started to formulate different products, and the focus of classic is growth, moisture, and definition. So those three things I really honed in on, trying to make sure that my clients can actually see those three things every time they use my products. So my first product that I came out with was vitamins, hair vitamins, because I talk about hair growth, I talk about diet, and it was just the natural progression of going and doing that. So I have hair vitamins, I have hair oils, growth oils, I have... shine sprays, I have just edge control, curl definers. So I just have so many different products that just cater directly to natural hair, and most of them are actually organic. So just herbs and extracts and things that I have researched to put together, cocktail together.
Awesome. And so we're talking about healthy hair and natural.
Absolutely.
Amazing. So I love this. So these are the classic products. Now, folks out there, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, part of this time frame right here, we are focusing on the world of natural hair. And so with me on the line right now is Ms. Crystal Jones-Bond. Crystal is a natural hair specialist who also runs the classic product line, which we were just talking about. And also, you are a natural hair educator. So
I am.
Yes, you are. So, you know, I've talked to a lot of folks here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I'm always curious as to what drives them towards education. Because, you know, getting up and talking and teaching and all of that, it's not for everybody. So it's got to be something inside of you that really wants to connect and be part of the passing along that, you know, amazing information about the hair and beauty industry. So what drives you to be an educator?
Well, actually, right after I graduated from hair school, I did a couple of years in a salon. And before I started my own salon, I taught at Paul Mitchell the School. And it just fueled me to see, like, the new generation of hair get educated and that light bulb just come on. And so when I started Classic and when the natural hair movement came along and I just saw so many ladies that were struggling with it, I was like, I've got to jump in and help somehow. So I came up with a class, 5-minute hairstyles, and a lot of ladies were like, how can you do your hair, this natural hair, in 5 minutes?
Five-minute hairstyles? Really?
Yes. Some of it is just, you know, making it into a bun or tying it several different ways or taking an old twist out and using that texture to manipulate it into several different styles. So it doesn't take long, but you look different every day.
and that can do the trick. And because, you know, especially in these times, folks don't have a lot of extra time, especially when, you know, normally we're heading off to work and doing all these different things and they're taking care of the kids and this and that. So the five-minute hairstyle can just be about all the time they have to work, you know, to do something
exactly
like that. So that is amazing and good for you. And I'm sure that's been received very well.
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Well, listen, I have to say, you know, being somebody who's out there in the natural hair world, how difficult is it also for you to, you know, kind of, like I said earlier, make them feel at ease? They're doing something that's very different. You have folks who are coming in, and let's just take, for example, you have someone who, you know, is kind of transitioning over, for lack of a better way to say that, to natural hair. Right now they're sitting in that chair with a perm. What are some of the things that you can say to, you know, get them to feel at ease and maybe consider being a client?
Oh, most of the time, a lot of it is word of mouth that they come to me in the first place. They're like, okay, if you're going to go natural, you might need to just go get a consultation from, you know, Crystal, because she'll tell you the good, the bad, and the difference. So, you know, just so many different ways of transitioning to natural, which could be the big chop, which could be transitioning through a keratin treatment, transitioning through natural updos, or, you know,
and then,
once they
there
get
there are many
to,
ways, that, and that's important,
yeah,
to make sure that that's clear. It's not always just chop,
yeah,
chop, chop. So,
exactly.
Excellent.
Absolutely. So, like, you can do it so many different ways, so that secures them trying to understand, okay, so I don't have to go to the barbershop tomorrow. I can
exactly
wait.
That's the thing. And even if that's the case, there are so many different options that exist. You know,
mm-hmm,
if they, some ladies I know, they'll wear the wigs until it grows out, and some are just fine with the, you know, if that's the case and all that. And I'm sure you can help them through all the different options and things that they need to consider. Well, listen,
sure,
I have to say, now, Crystal, before, I just want folks to be able to reach you. So would you be kind enough to share your website and social media contacts and all of that for those folks? And one other big, big thing that we need to clarify. Now, you have your own shop. Let everybody know where it is or how they can,
oh,
you know, what, where you're located kind of information.
Yes. So I am in Tennessee, right outside of Nashville, about 30 minutes, in Little Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So my salon is called Assuage.
Assuage.
Oh,
I love that.
Thank you.
Now, how do you
so,
spell
yes,
that? How do you spell it? Because folks may want to kind of search that.
Oh, sure. Assuage.
Wonderful. Okay. Now, I'm sorry before I interrupted you. Please tell everybody
no,
how you can reach on websites and social media and all that wonderful good stuff.
Absolutely. Okay, so my website is www.classic-haircare.com.
Awesome.
And that'll take you all to my products and just all to the stuff that, you know, my services and just everything I'm doing.
Lovely. And, of course, your social media, they can reach on Facebook under Crystal Jones. And your
yes,
Instagram, right? Under
Bond. Yes, my Instagram is BondChris, BondCrys.
Awesome. And, of course, right through the Hair Radio Show, the Hair Radio Morning Show right here with us, we'll connect you as well. If you can only think to reach out to us and mention Crystal. Well, listen, anybody you want to shout out to this morning, Crystal? We thank you so much for being part of our show and all of that. Anybody you want to just give a little tip of the comb, if you will, or the, you know,
well,
a tip of the hat? Yes.
Well, first, I want to thank you for having me. This
aww,
is an awesome opportunity. I've been following you forever, and I was
aww,
like, one day I'm going to get on his show. One day I'm going to do this. One day I'm going to do that. So the
aww,
fact that, you know, I get to be on here, I just want to thank you. And then I want to
thank
all of my family and friends for all the support that they've given forever. And just keep on praying for me.
Oh, listen, and I have to say, it is really my pleasure to have you on our show as well. You've been following
thank
me
you.
Well, I've been following you. So I just want to say thank you, and I really mean that. And just to know that you have folks out there who are seeing what you're doing means a whole lot to me. So, you know, especially during these crazy times. And, you know,
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
Rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. And again, we're live this morning.
February 14th, 2024. Happy Valentine's Day. It's our broadcast show number 954. That's 954 as we continue to march towards 1,000 and beyond. Let me bring to the line, without further ado, my co-star, the longest-serving co-star, I should say, in the history of the Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast, the one and only queen of the morning. We're talking about Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, officially.
Good morning.
Happy Mint
Good
Show.
Good morning.
Yes.
Happy Mint Show and happy Valentine's Day, Gary.
I forgot. Yes, absolutely. Back at you.
Yeah.
So,
thank
yes,
you.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. You know, we're live. We're just doing it up. I've just been totally loving the broadcast on this Valentine's Day. Yes. And I guess I should address that we put in a couple of love songs for folks out there. You kind of have to throw that in.
Yeah.
For Valentine's Day is a requirement, Nicole Marie.
Right.
If I don't do that, we'll hear from the fans. You guys will be like, we got to have a couple of those songs.
That's right.
Yeah.
You have to mix it up.
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of picked out a couple. We led in with a classic. It gets no better than Miss Chaka Khan singing My Funny Valentine.
Yeah.
Song.
Chaka Khan.
So we, yeah, we love that, Funny Valentine. Now, that song was actually a part of the soundtrack. Now, this is going way back. So I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a movie called Waiting to Exhale.
Yeah,
it starred Whitney and about four other, three other ladies, I think it was, and, you know, just so many folks. And I think Layla Rochon, it was a few other people in there.
Yes,
and I just loved
Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
Yes,
Angela Bassett. Oh, okay. That's right. Now, can you guess which I actually met one of the stars of the movie? I actually met one of the stars. Now, I'll see if you can remember. I think Gregory Hines was in it when he was alive. You know, at that time, it was before he passed, of course. And so many others. But, yeah, there was a star of the movie that I actually met, took pictures with, and worked behind the stage with because we were at a big event to promote my upcoming hair show at that time.
Right.
So we went to a jazz festival at the park back in 2017. So it was really a great time out in Queens, New York. And this person was there. And we took pictures and all of that. I think I better just kind of give you the heads up on who it was. You'll never guess. Well, it wasn't any of the ladies, which would have been just fabulous. I didn't meet Whitney. I didn't meet, you know, Layla Rochon or any of those people.
Right.
I met a gentleman who has done other things. His name is Leon. He's an actor out there. And so
okay.
Had a chance to meet with him. I think he was in the Temptations movie and all these other things. You guys, you'll recognize him. I think he played the love interest of Whitney, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, but you're speaking of Leon that has the daughter with Cynthia Bailey?
Yes, how did you know? Who's another guest who was on our show? Cynthia Bailey is in here, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Leon, I didn't interview him, but we were working. We have pictures and all that stuff out there on the internet and so forth. Yeah, very nice fella. That's all I can say. Just a lovely person. He's very kind. Yeah. So I had a great time. We had a great time just cracking up and stuff behind the backstage. Now, listen,
great.
I have got to say, happy Valentine's Day to the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Everybody,
you know,
have a wonderful day. Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy. Now, if you're single, you know, I guess, Nicole Marie, you're representing all the married folk out there, and I'm representing all the single folk out there. So,
right.
Yeah. So, yeah, any advice for the married couples out there on Valentine's Day? Anything you want to share, Nicole Marie?
Well, Carrie, you know how I have a different view, as we have spoke on before. I would just say that, yes, today is Valentine's Day. Yes, so the person that you're with, your significant other, your spouse, that you love them. However, for myself, I think you should show that person every single day that you love them and care about them.
Of course, the no reason so, going in. Yes, every day. You're absolutely
yeah.
right.
But enjoy today.
Well,
today is fine.
Okay. Well, I love it.
But
and
show them
I
every
my
day.
Take is the opposite. I say only show them, you know, that you love them on Valentine's Day. That's probably why I'm still single. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding out there, folks. Yeah. No, you're
know,
absolutely
Carrie,
right.
Let me just say that some of my single female friends have started what's called a Galentine's Day, where all of the ladies get together and have a party and celebrate each other.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but they call it Galentine's. It's a Galentine's Day party.
Well, hold it. Just the women? No,
yeah,
fellas?
Just the women.
Just the ladies?
Just the women.
And they're just having fun.
Yes, just having fun, enjoying each other, just celebrating.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I got to say, you know, okay, think for a moment, folks. Can you imagine if we had the fellas doing that? I'm going to call it Palentine. And so we had our pals. But I can't imagine me and all the guys. Hey, you know what? Let's go hang. Although we do hang out, but we don't call it Palentine. Okay, that kind of wouldn't go over too well.
I agree.
I think it's fabulous.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Just
idea.
Celebrate.
No,
you know. And to me, whether you're in a relationship with a significant other, I think Valentine's Day is also just to celebrate your friends, your family, just showing people that you love them and that you care about them. I think
and the most important person to celebrate
having a significant other, but just celebrate each other. Celebrate yourself.
And that's what I was about to say. That's the most important person to celebrate.
Yes.
You know, I had the best time ever. Speaking of Valentine's Day, I went to a Valentine's Day party years ago, and I told the story each year on the Radio Morning Show. But I loved it so much. It was a celebrity party, but it was everybody was single, so I had a chance to mix and mingle and. And I seem to remember I started a little, you know, party friendship, if you will, with the model. I forget his name, but he's one of the top black models in the world. He still very much does little stuff here and there. But, yeah, his mom was so kind to me, and we kind of stayed in touch for a little while there, just talking and, you know, chatting on the industry type stuff. But I just love it. And it was a great party. Nobody was under pressure. And so maybe that goes to that idea that you were talking about with the Galentine.
Right. Well, Carrie, first, you have to be able to enjoy yourself and love yourself, and even if you are single. Because guess what? Just because you are with someone or in a relationship with someone, you still don't lose yourself. You still celebrate yourself, right? Be happy with yourself
first. It goes to that thing, Nicole Marie, where you're always thinking the grass is greener. You know, that's just how it is.
Right.
We always think that you have single friends and you're like, oh, that's great to be married. The married people, sometimes I was great when I was single. You know, so, you know, just enjoy yourself.
Just because you have a partner or a mate, that doesn't mean you're happy. That doesn't make you, that should not.
Exactly.
Identify you.
Okay.
You should be happy in yourself, even if you are single. And then you come together with that person, but you're still you. You should still be happy with you and enjoy yourself. Don't lose your identity in that person.
I agree. Well, listen, We are going to kind of begin with all of this that we are unpacking on today's broadcast as we move forward. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, we're still celebrating Black History Month in addition to Valentine's Day. We're supposed to have a live guest scheduled at 8 o'clock, so we'll keep you informed on that. And also, just want to remind folks, Nicole Marie, that tomorrow's broadcast on Thursday, which will be the 15th, I'm scheduled, I have to go and be in New York, so we will have not the live dial-in. We are, you know, Colin will not be working tomorrow because you'll be able to, you have to click on the link in order to listen to tomorrow's special replay broadcast. And that you can do anytime after 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, you can listen anytime you wake up. Could be 4 in the afternoon and click the link and it'll play. So that'll be good.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. It will only work after 6 o'clock in the morning Eastern time or after 5 o'clock in the morning if you're in Central time. So that's on Thursday's show because I'll be back on Friday with an all-new Hair Radio morning show and a great guest, Mr. Sam Enano, scheduled for that show.
Awesome.
So we are busy, and it's into the last half of the month. And
having a great time. I love it.
Yes, me too. Speaking of which, we started doing something this morning. I don't know if you caught it on the show, but it was really, really fantastico. That we do something called After the Show now, where we have an opportunity to kind of recap what happened on today's broadcast. And we'll share that on the next live broadcast. So really good stuff. And, you know, because, you know, sometimes I look back and I say, gee, I wonder what was in that show. You know, you can always Google
so much.
Those five words, the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yeah, those are the five words. And you put that into a Google search, and every show pops up. And you click on the show, and you can follow the link and play the broadcast. So that's kind of the idea, but we kind of remind you what was on show number 954, what we kicked off with, what was the inspiration behind our music playlist, why we kind of assembled what we talk about, and we take folks, our fans, behind the scenes, and I kind of like it. So I think it's okay. And we were kind of doing this every day anyway. After the show wraps, we talk about, as you know, Nicole Marie, some of the highlights from the broadcast, and it's so great and energy-filled. And it's only going to sound and get better as we move that segment along. So what did you enjoy? Did you enjoy anything on the – did you catch any part of the show that kind of stuck out? Nicole Marie.
I certainly did. Like, what you're speaking of, I definitely enjoyed after the show. You and Michael Hopkins talking about everything that occurred on the show from yesterday.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Thank you.
I enjoyed hearing about the – natural hair care, the young lady up in Murfreesboro. And I know exactly where Murfreesboro is because I pass it through Nashville,
Ohio.
Can you
say that again? Murphy who?
Murfreesboro.
Whoa, my.
Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Okay.
It's right outside
of
Nashville. On the other side of Nashville, headed north. And I pass it every time. When we're traveling to Ohio.
So that
caught my ear. I was like, I know where that is.
Wow. Well, let me just say this. That was our new natural hair artist, Miss Crystal Jones Bond. And she'll be with us. Yes, I'm so excited. It'll probably be on Wednesday type thing where she'll be joining us to talk about natural hair and natural hair care. Yes, I'm super excited about that. And Crystal's just a lovely lady, very nice, very down to earth. And she has her Assuage hair and body location out there in Tennessee. Persuade. Very fancy. So I'm super excited to have her on a regular basis on the show and just, you know, doing big, big things. So we're real happy and it's just coming along really great. So that's kind of what's going on. I forgot to ask you this morning. I said, I know Nicole Marie is just still partaying.
So what was
the birthday wrap up? Give us the skinny. Did you have fun and all that?
I had a wonderful time. We had a great time. I'm actually kind of tired, Carrie. I thought I was going to relax a little bit, go home, relax a little bit, hang out with the family. But I told you yesterday that my daughter in town, there was like a Mardi Gras parade for the kids. So we participated in that. And then they had a little after party where they served food. They had red beans and rice and gumbo. And,
they had
a nice band. And it was wonderful. I didn't get home till 8 o'clock. I had been gone all day long. It was wonderful. We had such a great time.
Isn't that nice? You know, did you guys take a lot of pictures?
We did. We did take pictures. It was wonderful. And then once I got home, my kids had laid out across my bed the gifts and cards and everything for me. It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
I
thoroughly enjoyed it. I appreciated everything, all the birthday wishes and everything. I'm just so appreciated.
So deserving.
Thank you, everyone.
So deserving. Yeah, you're absolutely deserving. And you do so much. I hear you talk about your family all the time. So we know, all the fans know you really put in a lot of time and care, and you guys are always going and doing and wonderful things and all of that.
Always on the move.
And really,
but I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
And good. Well, listen, I am so happy for you and glad you had a great time. Everything is rolling along for us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Wanted to remind you guys, not just are we expecting a great guest coming up in the next hour, who should be here live, we'll see, we'll keep our fingers crossed for that, but in days to come. So next week we have great guests also joining us. Don't forget, what can I say? We have the wonderful reality star. She grew up as the daughter of Pamela and David Mann. And I don't know if you saw that posting.
I did.
But I just love it. She is so fabulous and just a beautiful lady. And I'm just happy that she's coming to our broadcast for the first time. I guess she counts as a celebrity. She's on a TV show. Called It's a Man's World, and I'm so excited. Her name is Portia Mann. She, again, is the daughter of Pamela and David Mann, and so she's going to talk about all of that. And her popular parents, of course, from Meet the Browns, connected to, of course, doesn't get much bigger than Tyler Perry. I can't wait for her to get to the show. We'll talk about all of that and just kind of keep it moving this morning. We're still kind of grieving the sudden loss of super hair industry legend, Joe Dudley Sr. So we're still kind of thinking he's still in our thoughts. We just wanted to let you guys out there know that.
Thoughts and prayers to the family and all the friends, everybody that was connected to him.
Absolutely. Well, Nicole Marie, I got to say, you know, Joe inspired hope. And so I only met him once, and that was down in the Atlanta area at the Bronner Brothers show years ago. But I also know one of his assistants who was very close, and there's a video of us out there that I interviewed her, and she talks about Joe Dudley Sr. in that interview. We just know a lot of folks. Someone called up Carrie. So did you know Joe? I said, well, I only met him once, but I know we know the same people.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, I just real quick, I have to make sure that there was an interview that aired earlier today with Dr. Dorfman, and I just want to say he talked about dermatologists and the other doctors out there and, you know, and that they don't know hair. Well, here's the thing. You know, there is no substitute for a dermatologist, a skin doctor, not someone
right.
who is a glycologist type person. No shade on that, but just know that, you know, there is no substitute for a medical doctor. So let's not throw any shade on these folks. And if you're not sure what we're talking about, call me up. I'll tell you that after the show. But, yeah, really good. I just want to get that point across because a lot of times we'll have, and I'm not saying this to all the trichologists, but we'll have them on, and some of them will say something negative about the dermatologist to encourage you to come and seek their treatment. But they are not doctors in that
right.
sense. So I want to make that clear to folks. So, okay, not trying to get in the middle of anybody's little thing, but, you know, I got to just say it the way it is. Nicole Marie, talk about inspiring hope as you do each and every day right here on our broadcast. I'm always so excited, and this is a really, really, you know, good day. You know, starts off great, but that's because we get to listen to Nicole Marie and her wonderful Hope of the Day introduction. Take a listen.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
All right. It gets no better than Patrick's book and your wonderful sharing each day of these great little encouraging words. So, Nicole Marie, what's on tap for today on the Hope?
Hope of the day for today is credit the effort. Change your focus. Give credit to yourself and others, and especially your kids, for the effort, not just the successes. It will inspire them to greater heights. Back to you, Carrie.
I love that. You know what? You do have to, you know, I say give yourself grace. Because, I just experienced this where I go out, you know, I've got a lot of years, and I go out, pack up, and went, and the situation was to talk and someone who needed the services that we offered, but for whatever reason, they did not feel at that time. And that's the way I look at it. I had to still credit myself for making the effort.
Exactly.
Wasn't the outcome that I had anticipated or hoped for, but that's okay. I still give myself the credit, and
exactly.
I count it as a win in the win column for not being afraid to take a chance. And you got to exhaust every single lead and because there are possibilities that they come sometimes disguised. They don't come. You know,
exactly.
knocking on your door and say, I'm a possibility, come and, you know, doesn't work quite
exactly.
like that. So I love crediting yourself for the effort. Outstanding.
Right.
Outstanding
hope. You
have to hope
step
the
out there, Carrie. Like you said, nobody's coming to knock on your door. You have to move. You have to put in some effort to make something happen. And things don't happen
exactly.
all at once a lot of times. So it's all a process. But as long as you're moving, you're doing something, you're, you know, pursuing whatever it is, whatever your dreams are, whatever the case may be,
as long as you're moving along, it's progress. So give yourself credit.
Exactly.
And I love when you're talking about kids as well, because kids are just not going to get it automatically. You encourage them, you inspire them, but and they're looking at us as the adults. So we have to keep on moving so they're inspired to keep on moving and know that they can achieve whatever it is they want to achieve.
I agree. Well, let's see if we can get Michael Hopkins, host of Vet Talk Radio, to weigh in. Michael, are you crediting the efforts
that
you make every day?
Good
morning, officially. Happy Mitchell.
My. This is really good. And it got me to thinking, you, Nicole Marie, you mean to tell me if we keep it moving, that's what we need to do? Wow.
That's
Can
it?
You imagine that? Keeping it moving. And that's
keep
always my
right.
motto. Keep it moving. It doesn't matter, you know, what happens. We all have setbacks at some time. But a setback is only preparing you to stand up. It's only preparing you to get ready to be ready, like we used to say in the Army. We getting ready to get ready. And we used to laugh at that, but when I think back at it, that's what we were doing. We were keeping it moving because when we were called upon to do what we needed to do, it worked. So I love this, and especially for the kids. And I got 9 grandkids. I got 3 great-grandkids. And the objective is to keep them moving because, yes, they are not going to get it the first time out. They're not going to get it. So what do you do?
Well,
you encourage them to
keep
it moving.
Yeah.
That's right.
And don't forget, Michael, you want to definitely, you know, credit the effort. Remember, it's an A for effort in this case. And I think that's the,
I don't want to
miss that point. So, and, you know, and then all that other encouragement kind of plays a part in it. Well, listen, it's great to have everybody. It's nice. Okay. It's time for our music break. When we come back, okay, we're going to talk about yesterday's Vet Talk Radio with Michael. And we've got so much to unpack still to come on today's broadcast. And again, a live guest at 8 o'clock. So right now we've been kind of on our music playlist, some of the Liz songs. Got to throw in Jeffrey Osborne. We'll be back. Stay with us. Lots more to go.
I never knew that. baby, so much. What a difference. And when we were back in here, hey baby, I then a lover I'll go, that's the one for say. Then no, that's enough. When you love me, hold me and say you care. And what we have is much more than y'all for a minute. Woo. You see, so many people come up to me they say, Jeffrey said a whole lot of love and made it its own, Jeffrey. Woo. They say that late in the midnight hour, when you turn the light down low and you start doing it real slow, y'all know what I'm talking about out there. Well, let me hear you say yeah. Let me hear you say yeah. Wonder could I get y'all to sing along with me this evening? Come on, raise your hand in the air and move it from side to side to side to side to side to side. Ooh. Here's what I want y'all to sing. Say what we have is much more than this. Now I know y'all can sing out there. Come on, let me hear. Come on. Y'all sounding pretty tonight. Come on, let me live, let me live. Come on. Alright, we're gonna stop the music this time so we can hear. You ready, Frankie? Let me hear. Come on. The harmony out there now. Come on, one more. Come. Yeah, baby. Baby. Yeah.
right. It's all about community. Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and I'm Carrie Hines. Listen, I am so excited to talk about this. This is a subject that I've kind of wanted to really delve into. First of all, everybody knows that the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about hair, beauty, and, of course, the big C word, community. And we have not just walked, or should I say just not talked the talk, but we literally have walked the walk, and we continue to do so. Just recently, our colleague and radio program host, Michael Hopkins, who has been a veteran advocate, I'm going to say claims advocate for a long, long, long time, helping veterans to navigate this sometimes convoluted process to get their claims approved at the rating that they should. So, Michael, you have literally become, you've grown right in front of our eyes. You are now an official accredited claims agent. So your commitment to community is clear. And that's what we're going to be talking about on this particular segment of the broadcast today. So first, why was this so important, Michael? We all know that you host the Vet Talk radio show, but why was it so important for you to become accredited? And what does that mean exactly?
Wow. First of all, it was so important for me, Carrie Hines. I saw the struggle, and I continue to see the struggle that so many veterans go through in this claims arena with filing for claims, getting turned down, and the frustration, and a lot of guys just quit. The government, i.e. the VA, seems to make it so hard for you to file for compensation for things that happened to you while you were on active duty. And, you know, me personally, I went through the frustration. I still do go through the frustration of filing for things and getting turned down. And then you read the decision letter and you get kind of disheartened. But, you know, me, I've learned how to go back and read and research and so forth. There are a lot of veterans out there that it's their first rodeo doing this, and they get turned down, and they say, oh, my God, I know I've got this. I go to the doctor for this. They should know I have this. I was stationed there at that place. I was in the war zone. This is what happened, but yet they're telling me that it's not service-connected. And then I'm talking to a person or I'm communicating with a person who has never been in the military. And I'm using military terms and things, thinking that they should understand because they're the VA. But then I realize they don't understand what I did, where I'm coming from, what happened to me, what I suffer with right now. And that's what made me and drove me to becoming an advocate for veterans. The accredited claims agent, or ACA as you call it, Carrie Hines, it was just a quest, because I knew once I got that designation, and it comes from the Office of Veteran Affairs, Office of General Counsel, up in Washington, D.C., I can officially help veterans, not just kind of guide like I was doing before. I would guide them and educate them with them and filing and paperwork and so forth and what they should do. But now it's official. I can officially go in, review their records, give them recommendations. I can even file on their behalf. The wow. Government allows me to do that. They sign a power of attorney with me, which means I'm their representative in the government's eyes. So So the government allows me to help them. And that feels so good when I have a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters that come to me. They need help. I guide them.
I mean, this is a specific COA, so it's not like Michael's.
Yes, it's not like I can, you know, I have, it's specific for them in the claims process.
Well, listen,
very much
Michael,
so.
I just thank you. And on behalf of everybody here at our show and all that we're doing, we appreciate the work. We appreciate the effort. And, you know, the whole idea behind community is what you're doing. And today we really wanted to kind of delve in. Everybody knows we're Hair and Beauty, and we talk about Hair and Beauty. We're going to be talking about it a little later in today's show, as always. But I really wanted to shine the light a little bit on just a little different part of what we're doing here on the broadcast. It's in the title, really, literally. And so thank you, Michael Hopkins, because you're putting the C in the community. Right here,
yes, you are.
And supporting your fellow veterans.
Very much so.
We thank you for that. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to my wonderful colleague and co-star and co-host, who in her own right represents her community down in Water Valley, Mississippi. And she's been doing it for quite a while, and we're going to talk to her about that, but I know she has some questions for Michael. So I am going to bring to the line, of course, the one and only our queen of the morning, Miss Nicole Marie. So it's nice to have you on this community special, Nicole Marie.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so
much.
Pleasure. So happy to be here. And Michael, you are now in your second season with the Vet Talk Radio Show. What has been your experience to this point? And then in the future, where do you see the show going? What do you have planned for the show?
Good stuff.
Wow, great questions, Nicole Marie. Great questions. Well, to answer your first question, it's just been quite a ride. It really has, and I have learned so much. And I always, with me and Carrie, we always kind of joke about. I would always tell him that I went to school for what we're doing here with the Vet Talk Radio Show and the morning show with Carrie Hines. I went to school for this. But the funny thing about it, when I got out of college, I went into the military, did the complete opposite of this, and after getting out of the military. And, you know, I wound up, once again, I was in something that's always paramilitary. I did high-level security in federal buildings, in D.C. I did training. I became a trainer. I owned a training business. I did all those things over, like, a 30-year period.
Wow.
But the funny thing about it, I got introduced to Mr. Carrie Hines, and the rest, shall we say, is history. I came back to doing what I learned how to do. And it's so funny sometimes because I enjoy it so much. I really do. I enjoy what we're doing. And to answer your other question, like the future for me, getting out there, helping more vets, training other people to help more vets. We're looking at doing books and shows and YouTube.
Awesome.
And we're just getting the word out, just helping veterans. That is my quest. And it's what I enjoy doing. I'm going to always enjoy doing this. And I'm just forever grateful to Mr. Carrie Hines for helping me just achieve my goals and my dreams, 100%.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Very much so.
Well, it's a family effort here, Michael Hopkins. It's a family approach. It's a familial approach to what we're doing. When I created the tagline, Hair, Beauty, and Community, which had never been done before, I've never seen where folks literally put the community word right up there, right next to hair and beauty. And for me, I wanted to do that. And when Michael, you came along and talked a little bit about bringing a show to our network, which is the last place anybody probably would have expected to see something or hear something about veterans claim advocacy right next to a hair and beauty commercial or a new shampoo.
Yes.
You know, so things like that.
Right.
But we normalized that. We normalized it because we have a true commitment to community, which is just on par, if not superseding, our commitment to the hair and beauty industry. So this has been something that that we all walk the walk and we talk the talk. I'm so excited. I really am, literally. And so, Nicole Marie, I have to turn to you. I must. First of all, I'm so excited. And as we move into a whole new phase, you're the longest serving co-star of mine, co-host in the history of my 28-year career of the Hair Radio Show. And certainly, we've been doing it
that.
As a morning version,
that's an
sure.
Honor. Yes.
So
yes.
You have definitely crossed the line on that and been just a fantastic contributor. And you've developed your own following. So when we say Queen of the Mornings, we really mean it. You know, you really do. You've lived up to that wonderful moniker, and we just appreciate and adore you here at the show. So I want to start here. Oh, absolutely. And as a person who represents, as I said at the top of this segment, you represent the folks down in your community in Water Valley, Mississippi. And you didn't just, this wasn't something just started today. You didn't just drop out the sky today. So tell us, how did this whole process come about? And something I've never asked you, Nicole Marie, where did you get the interest from to become to represent your community? Where did that start from?
Well, let me tell you, Carrie. People always joke with me and say, how in the world are you doing everything that you do? And honestly, I believe it's really just in my blood. My parents were very involved in the community, and so growing up, that's all I knew. We were going, we were moving, we were in, you know, we were doing this and doing that. And as I grew up, I didn't know anything different. So all I knew was service to other people. My grandparents and my parents always said, a life well lived is serving other people. You will be blessed by serving other people. So that's all I know. So as an like going through school and then as an adult when I got out on my own and so forth, I just continued in this particular organization or this or that, whether it was church or whatever, I have always been about service to the community. So becoming an alderwoman or city council member here in my city, that, I mean, when the opportunity came about, I talked to my husband about it, and we decided that I was going to run, I was going to do it. And it wasn't really a second thought about it. I jumped in the race, and I've been an alderwoman for my ward since 2017, and very active in other things with my the PTO at school, 4-H, Main Street, church. I mean, but it's just in me just to do. When the opportunity presents itself, I just go for it because I'm an educator, as you know, but I'm a continuous learner. I like to learn new things. I like to do new things, and I like to share those things with other people and help other people. So for me, it's kind of second nature.
Well, I've got to say, you really, when you say you jump in and go, you jump in and go. And right. I really mean that, right, Michael? And
yes, very much so.
Yes. And,
I don't even think about it. I just, you know, each day I wake up in the morning and I just ask God to guide me through the day and I just go.
Let me tell you something. You are on the move. We know. I have to tell you guys. Nicole Marie is on the move. Now, listen, I love what you said when you said that you grew up and that was really all you knew from your parents, being those kinds of folks to, you know, really recognize that a life that is well lived is one that involves community service and things of that nature.
Yes.
And
service to other people.
Service to other people, being of service to other people. And that's something I'm going to take with me because I love how you said that. And just we can see where it was poured into you, and I'm grateful to know that now. Now, let me also say, you mentioned about when this all came about and you decided to kind of throw your hat in the ring, so to speak. You spoke with your husband, and we've had a chance to meet Mr. Luther, and I just want to say something like this is more than just a single person. And same thing with you, Michael. And so we're shouting out your spouses. You know, each of you have folks who support your efforts, and it means something. So, so Nicole Marie, what does this say? And I know sometimes it's not easy. How do you, you first started this whole thing today by talking about balance and all of that. So how do you find the
balance?
Sure. And how do you find the balance?
Well, I definitely have learned to take time for myself because if I don't pour into myself, then I can't pour into anybody else. And that goes for my family, for work, for anything else that I do in the community. So I definitely take time for myself. And it wasn't always easy doing that because I get so caught up in what I was doing that I didn't always take time for myself. But I'm learning more and more and more, and I'm taking more and more time for myself to be able to do that. And just our kids, they're busy as well, and they're learning, and they're doing the same thing that me and my husband do as well. So it's about talking about the things that we have to do. I live by a calendar. I'm very organized. So I always have everybody schedule what we're doing, where we're supposed to be going. Then Luther and I just balance that. If I can't drop one off or pick one up, then he does it. Or we have a family member. If both of us are busy, we have a family member that helps us. So it's very important to have a support system around you, not just your immediate family, but those, whether it's family, whether it's friends, that also can help out if you can't necessarily do something. So that's what I've learned to do is ask for help. Sometimes we don't want to ask for help. We think we can do everything on our own, but we can't. So just be willing to ask for help. And I've done that, and I just have a support system that helps me and Luther do the things that we need to do.
Absolutely. Well, listen, when when I think of, things and people doing it right out there, you two come to mind. So as you know, we're all crazy about you guys here. So thank you so much and your commitment to community. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. Michael, I've got to turn my mic over to you. I know you've got some questions that you've been chomping at the bit for. Now it's payback for Miss Nicole Marie. What might you want to say to her to get Michael Hopkins?
Wow. One of the things I wanted to ask Nicole Marie, what was it like, or do you remember what it was like when we first started doing the Vet Talk radio show, and you were one of my angels? What was that like?
Oh, wow. Just an amazing experience. We came to the show, and we were working on production, different ideas for the show, things that we wanted to do. Very exciting, but at the same time, it was like a steep learning curve. You said you went to school for broadcast. I did not. So, I'm listening to you. I'm listening to Carrie, and I'm continuously learning so much as we were going along. But it was a very positive experience, a very rewarding experience, and I thank the two of you so much because I learned so very much. And just with the Vet Talk show, as we were going through with Katrina, with Nerve, yourself, and as we would sit down to do these show ideas and so forth, just listening to you just learn so very much just about the whole process. The process just educated me and was information that I shared with my husband, with other family members, other friends. And it's just been just a wonderful journey just along the way since we got started. So I'm just so very happy to just be a part of the team, a part of this family. It's just amazing. And I just thank you so much.
Oh, sounds like a plan. I got another good question for you. What is it like working with Carrie Hines? What is that like?
Good question.
It has been an amazing ride with Mr. Carrie Hines. Like I said before, starting out, it was such a very steep learning curve for so many different areas, so many different things. But at the same time, it was easy because Carrie, I mean, he's about his business, but at the same time, he kind of guided me along. He gave me good advice. And it was fun, and I just thoroughly just enjoyed it. Now, let me tell you, like I said, Carrie is all about his business, and we do a lot to produce for the show, and, you know, we have meetings and calls and just so many different things, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. I wouldn't trade Carrie Hines for anything.
So it's been
a great experience, and I just appreciate
you
so much. I appreciate you mentoring me and just helping me in so many ways, Carrie. So thank you so very much.
Sounds like a plan to me.
I'm so grateful to be right here where I am. So thank you so much.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that. I really do. Well, listen, I have to say the community is what is driving a lot of this for me, especially in recent times. Just to be recently appointed. I like the word that, I forget who used it earlier. I think Michael used it in terms of being a designation. He considered being named an accredited claims agent. I kind of feel the same way. To me, this is a designation by the folks of New York City who have approved me literally and invited me to be part of their board that represents my community, which, again, I tell folks, we have many, many boards in the borough of Brooklyn, New York. You know, there are millions of people here. And in my community by itself, just my little zip code, maybe a little bit, a few other little zip codes, the board represents over 200,000 folks that I get to participate in local government. And so they felt that and this is a significant thing that I don't think I've had a chance to share out there, and that this is the role of local government is important, of course, and it plays a big part of our actual day-to-day lives. But I'm an entrepreneur, and they had to review every aspect of what I'm doing just to even have made it to the board. So that speaks very highly of my accomplishments as an entrepreneur and businessman in this community. And so I'm grateful to recognize and think about that as I go about my business representing the folks in and around this community. And so I just want to say thank you. I have to acknowledge these people here who've made this great honor possible, and all the folks that are now part of that constituency that I mentioned, I'll do my best. And for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show who continue to support us, who have supported us through all kinds of ups and downs and all around, I thank you. And we're just really getting started. And to my amazing co-stars, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, two individuals who daily demonstrate and show by example what community leadership is all about. I am just beginning this journey, this part of my journey, but I am so grateful to have folks who've already blazed a path for me and created a trail. So listen, this is just the beginning. And I know that
it's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Miyofi incorporates my first and last name, Bernard Evans. And Yofi is Hebraic. It's Hebrew. It means beautiful, lovely, and elegant.
Oh, I love that. That was one. Yes. Wow. That was one of the big questions I had. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So Yofi kind of incorporated and kind of set a positive, I guess, emblem or ideal of how I saw my mom as beautiful, elegant, and sophisticated. And I was talking to one of my colleagues in Atlanta and New York, and I was looking to reface the brand. And while my mom was in the nursing home, and I was actually tending to her locks at that time, and I was just looking at her, and most of the nurses and everyone would come by and they would say, "Is that your son out of Atlanta? Isn't he? I've seen him in a magazine before. Is that him?" And she would say, "Yes, this is my son." But I would look at my mom and I just kind of remembered all the years that she would actually be in her salon, working and tending to all of these women from all walks of life, from different professions. And I just stood back and I looked at her and I said, wow, what a beautiful woman. What a wonderful mother. What an incredible woman, right? So she instilled in all of us to go to college and also to get a trade. And when I looked back in hindsight and see and hear what she instilled in me and all of my other brothers, it was more of a solid work ethic, and also to have another, I wouldn't call it a hobby, but she also said she wanted us to be strong, working, and educated men. And I was like, well, I don't know if hair was for me, because I wanted to be an engineer and that's what I went to school to do, completed that in engineering. And so I looked at her many times in the nursing home And I said to myself, I drove 6 hours every other week to make sure that she looked her absolute best, that she felt her best. Then having a stroke wouldn't take away from
what an incredible legacy. And what an incredible legacy. Yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting teary-eyed now, but when I think of her, she touched a lot of lives in the community. She changed a lot of lives in the community. At that time, it was Edward Waters College, where she went to get her associate degree at that time in cosmetology, because that's what it was. It wasn't like a trade school today.
Right.
But she went to that historical HSBCU, and as I looked at my mom and I saw all of her accolades and I saw all of her honor and scholastic achievements, my youngest brother gave those all to me upon her passing. And so Biyofi was inspired by a lot of things that I saw, not only with my mom, but unfolding these things that I yet have to release into an industry that is so creative and wonderful. And my hope and my prayers that Biyofi change lives and impact the world, as my mom legacy still lives in me and it impacted me. And I just want to see through Biyofi, which is an insignia, that many people all around this world will know that they too are beautiful, they're inspiring, they're impacting, and they have a light within them that can impact the world as well. Because it's all about be you, right?
Yeah.
Be Yofi. Whatever that means, be that.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Do one-hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come fast, and with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown, and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com. to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live on this Wednesday morning. It's Valentine's Day. That's Wednesday again, February 14th of 2024. It is great to have you guys with us. We're in our Spotlight Hour. That's the third hour of the day. Remember, the Hair Radio Morning Show airs from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock for Eastern Time, and that is 5 to 8
for Central Time Zone. Let me bring back to the line my co-host and co-star. I want to, you guys know Michael Hopkins. He hosts right here on this network a program that airs Tuesday mornings at 8:30 called Vet Talk Radio. So I want to kind of catch up with him on this episode that aired yesterday. Any fan talk, all that wonderful good stuff, and what we can expect next at Vet Talk Radio. Michael Hopkins down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Yes.
It's cold up here in Brooklyn, New York today. There's still a little bit of snow on the ground up here. What about where you are in Virginia?
Gary, we may not have snow, but we definitely have the cold. It is cold.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Very much.
Well,
so.
That's the way February was when I was a kid. It was used to be freezing cold. So that's
okay.
Yes. We can handle that. So, Michael, I kind of want to turn to what happened yesterday right here on the broadcast. It was a Vet Talk, a very special Vet Talk radio episode. Can you tell us what it was all about?
That episode was all about the five reasons why I became an accredited claims agent, or Kerry, as you call it, an ACA.
Yeah, and, you know, so what were some, you know, do you just remember one reason you could share? And then I want to find out, have you heard any feedback?
Oh, yes, Kerry. One of the reasons why I became an ACA is because I was so tired of not getting the representation that I felt I should as a veteran. And I didn't want other veterans to go through that. That's what drove me to become an ACA. Very much so.
And again, an ACA is an accredited claims agent. So they are right through the Veterans Administration. You guys are charged with assisting the veterans to navigate the
very
claims
much
process.
So
for claims and compensation.
Very
and you're
much
doing
so.
A great job as an accredited claims agent.
Yeah.
So, Michael, the show aired yesterday, 8:30 in the morning. And what were your thoughts and what's been the response?
Wow, Kerry, every time I listen and I reflect, and it makes me feel so good that I took that chance, I took that plunge, I decided to stick my head up and say, hey, enough is enough. These guys need representation, and I'm going to do it. And every day I talk to veterans about their claims, the compensation, their thoughts, their fears. I talk to them every day. A day does not go by, Karen. We're talking 7 days a week. Somebody's either calling me on the phone, texting me, emailing me. Some of them that I've helped get to the magical Hondo Club, as they call it, or the 100%. They are so grateful. Sometimes, Kerry, I have their wives call me and thank me because I've helped their family or I've helped their husband. Because of all people, the wives know what the husband is going through. They understand what the husband, and it doesn't have to be, it could be a female veteran and the husband understands. Right.
Sure.
Right, and it could be a partner. It doesn't matter, Kerry. They understand what a veteran is going through. And I had one particular...
Well, Michael,
yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You have one particular...
Oh, yeah, I had one particular friend of mine, good buddy of mine. That was Walter Nelson. We've actually had him on the show on a roundtable discussion.
Yes, I remember Walter Nelson.
Right.
Sure.
Right. And he gave me it was such a positive message that he texted me the day of the show on Tuesday. And he texted me, and it was very heartwarming because he said he really enjoyed the show. And, you know, when you get something like that, Carrie, from a fellow veteran, that's when you know that's what this is all about. It's about helping other veterans. It's about showing them there is hope.
Yeah, I think you kind of covered that on the actual broadcast, and I think kind of caught your regular fans maybe by surprise, because normally you kind of, you know, we call it a procedural show. You're just telling what to do and, you know, follow these steps.
Right.
Here are these things that you should know. And that's, we usually do a procedural show. So, but this time it was more of a reflection of anecdotal type things you know, personal reflection and professional reflection on assisting, you know, veterans who are in such need of what you're doing, and to see where your passion lies was laid on the line yesterday on Tuesday's broadcast of the Vet Talk Radio Show. And I think that it resonated with Mr. Nelson and everybody else. So great job.
Very much so. Very much so, Kevin.
Yeah. Now, what are you looking ahead to accomplish most as you continue out the season for Vet Talk Radio?
What I want to do this year, Carrie, I want to do more real stories from real veterans.
Yeah.
The actual veterans that are out there, and a lot of them have stories that have never been told. And I just want to bring those stories out. Have a nice time just talking to a veteran. You know, Carrie, one of the things, and on the show, we're always talking about people that, you know, advocate for vets, or some people may not know how to advocate for a veteran. I can give them one piece of advice.
Yeah.
And it you know, Carrie, it costs nothing to listen to a veteran. Many times as veterans, we just want somebody to hear our story. That's all we want. Many of us have a story inside of us, and we've been trying to tell people the story, and sometimes it gets a little frustrating because many of us, a lot of times, Carrie, many of us feel as though a regular, as we call them, civilians, or someone who's never served in the military or had family in the military or never really been around military people. And it gets kind of frustrating when you're trying to tell a person your story and they don't really understand your story. A lot of us, that's all we want. We just want you to listen to our story. You don't have to agree or disagree. We just want an ear, Carrie, just to listen.
Well, the good news is, Michael, you have quite a bit of that support already out there, because you go to these meetings in which you have the veterans, which is awesome. And I encourage you to do that. If you're a veteran, seek out those organizations. And those go into, you know, so that you can have that kind of camaraderie and that connection with others who understand your plight. For those of us who are civilians, I don't know. I think while we may have not served physically in the Army or anything like that, or the military, but I think we know veterans. Veterans are in
very
our family. Our friends are veterans. Folks are married to
co-workers.
Their children are veterans.
Co-workers, everything.
So, I just want to make it clear that, you know, there are folks who are on the civilian side who have maybe more insight than we know. And so gain that kind of, to recognize that, I think is important. I think I would continue to support those who are supporting the veterans, even on the civilian side. So thank you so much, Michael. Good stuff. Listen, we're going to take a little bit of a break. It's been a show today that I have just loved. All new radio morning show. We've got a lot more to go this morning still. We're in the third hour.
coming up tomorrow now is a broadcast, and I got to tell you this, it'll be available online. So that's as of right now. Either the good news is you'll hear something tomorrow. Anytime after 6, you got to click the link. That's the way to listen. You cannot dial the 516 number because the call-in will be closed. So the show is a best-of show, so you'll get a chance to listen again to something, and I think it's going to be fantastic. And we'll be back on Friday morning with our Fan Day Friday wrap-up of the week. And it has been a week. And talk
yes,
about some of the upcoming guests for next week as well. So good stuff, Michael. Awesome job. All right. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Okay, as always, we've got something to get into today. Hey, this is one of my favorite segments. It really is, pretty much of all time. And she's been with us many, 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 many times. You guys know her so well from out in on the West Coast. She kind of hosts her own programs and all that kind of stuff. So she's very busy these days, but she's been here a million times to visit the Hair Radio Morning Show. Of course, we're talking about the incomparable Cheryl Morrow, and this particular segment is on generations. So stay with us. We'll be back. We'll be back. Stay with us.
I think with all of the conversations that I've had probably in the last year, Carrie, and of course, you know, we've had our industry, hair, beauty, and skin, and, you know, ethnic beauty has taken a hard hit. So I think one of the most important projects to me is to tell my story of just how I grew up in black hair care at the beginning of the boom, the billion-dollar economic industrial revolution of what we call the curl, even though we were coming out of pressing curls and going into the afro. So that's one of the things I'm working on. It's a documentary of my life and how I grew up in black hair care. And some of people, it's funny, you know, because people would always say, you know, we had all this wealth and black dynasties and of generating black wealth. But where did the kids go? You know, where did the money go? Where did that whole wealth gap? Where is it? And so I feel, you know, a sense of responsibility to at least tell it from my perspective. So that it's almost like that all that wealth kind of like evaporated.
And so, that's what I'm going to ask you. Yeah, where did the money go? That's the question, the million-dollar question here, literally.
Yeah.
We're talking about generations of hair industry superstar folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, so
it's a complex conversation because you can't talk about where the wealth went until you talk about, there's a conversation that I do address called gerontocracy. And gerontocracy is when the passing doesn't happen. And your predecessors stay too long. And they stay too long because they are not adapting. And we always talk about how companies should adapt to the, you know, you adapt inside before you see signs of the changing of the trends or changing of the times. And so there's a thing that and when you get into the 70s and 80s, most of those companies were ran by men, black men. And so black men tend to look at their children differently.
Watch the show, Marlo. No,
black women. You know, no, they do. And it's, let's just say, you know, you have your John Johnson. You have your George Johnson. You have your Mr. Dudleys. You have your
right.
Mr. Marles. You have your Mr. Bronners. You have the World of Curls and the Donnies and the Leisure Curls. You had these men. And so they did have children. Mm-hmm. But,
right.
you know, the limelight
right.
is addictive. The limelight is addictive, and they just don't see the continuity of their legacies through their children. It sounds like a good thing. They know they should do it, but they don't do it. You know, and so
I really love this conversation.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing. And then when you have the Eunice Johnsons and the Celia DeVore, and you have Dr. Katie Wickhams, and you have this, when you have women, they tend to let go a little easier. So those legacies can continue. But there is just like a real cultural thing. And then I get into the documentary because it's real talk. You know, this is not just us wanting to pass wealth. It's not us wanting to just close wealth gaps. You can't close wealth gaps if you don't have the continuity of the predecessor into the succession plan, which is your children.
I agree.
You can't close a gap because the gap keeps getting wider because white America keeps passing it on and locking it within their culture. We don't. It's a cultural thing.
We don't
I get
really,
into that.
It's a different thing.
Yeah, we don't get it.
Well, let me ask you about
that
a little bit, Cheryl.
Yeah,
I want to ask you about that because, you know, I mean, on a simplistic term, in a very simple way, I talk to a lot of hairstylists, you know, throughout the years, and I always ask them about, you know, they open up the shops, and I say, well, what about your kids, you know, or they helping you or working at the shops and, you know, and this and that. And they cannot get those kids to help them at the shops. The kids generally take it for granted. You know, they've got all the money that comes from, you know, the parents' hard work at these salons and barbershops. And they just go on and living a very, you know, great life from the benefits of the financial aspect, but they do nothing to support the parents' hard work, and they truly are not going to be heading up any kind of, you know, taking on a business. That's just not even on the table. And I always wondered about that, and I kind of think about it for my own company. So this is something that is very, very important, and it's a big disparity between the African-American community with regards to succession, I call it, and the people who are outside of our community. So this is really something that is very interesting to me, and I know you're on a different level with it, but it just – I don't understand. Is it just just something that the kids don't – you know, should we expect them to want to, you know, pass – you know, to continue on? With their parents' legacy, you know, is this something?
But think about it, Gary. I didn't want to be a barber. My father started out as a barber.
Right.
The key here is that Mr. Marl created a company. Now, think about it. Most hair, you know, because I'm a hairstylist, I get it.
Yes.
The problem is that their hairstyling portion of their business is not a company. So there is no room to do other things besides maybe promotions or marketing of the, the parents' actual skill sets, which is doing hair. Where else is there other means of doing something else if the child or if the offspring is not doesn't want to do hair? And just think of this analogy, and I always tell them when I get this question, you know, do I would I really want to inherit a cotton picking business? You know, black people pick cotton. You know, would I want to pass that on? You know, so the physical portions of, you know, businesses are not companies. Businesses is one thing, and a company is another. So in a company is encased, which I always tell people, I'm an intrapreneur. I'm not an entrepreneur. I don't need to make anything. I don't need to discover anything. I don't need to do any of that. What I need to do is to come in with something already formed and take it to the next level. So because my father had a company, he had a company which had, you know, roots, and then it springed out with branches and leaves. So there was so many branches to him because they and just take the Johnson daughter, you know, with Ebony and Jet, because Ebony and Jet and was really actually a beauty business. There was Duke and Ravine, which is relaxer, and Duke was a men's line. There were so many other things to do within Johnson Publishing. So it was an actual company.
Right.
So that tends to allow the successor to kind of fit in and take the reins. But if you are just a business, which hair salons are, to the parent's physical skills, you really have a very difficult time with that, with the succession plan.
Well, now you are talking about in this, in your upcoming documentary, we're talking about some of the biggest names in the hair industry. And so I'm just, one of the things that jumps out at me, have you heard any feedback from some of those, you know, some of those families, some of those super well-known hair industry superstar families? Have you gotten any feedback
yet?
What are their thoughts?
Well, the problem. When you are acquired by big companies like Procter & Gamble or L'Oreal, and you evaporate. There is nothing to unless they you stay on as a consultant or something of that nature. But no,
and that doesn't
you evaporate.
Last too long. Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Cheryl Morrow. Wow. Just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. I'm looking forward to this documentary.
I was in the studio doing San Diego Monitor News business as a publisher because we now had it added a podcast studio, right? And in the middle of that, I see I get a phone call from Chicago or someplace, and they want, you know, 1,000, you know, Willie Morrow blow dry novels. It's just that, you know, here I go, I'm in the newspaper, but I get calls about something that was created over 45 years ago, and it's still the number one heat tool on Amazon. That is succession.
Let's
something in beauty. It's an amazing thing.
Exactly.
Because that's a company,
And I want to remind, I absolutely want to remind everybody about the amazing legacy and lineage that you have. So we're talking about the Morrow family dynasty. So I'm in the hair business, and your father, as you just mentioned, that starting with the novel, tell us a little bit about his invention, because that really, that hit the mark out there and made him pretty much a household name in the hair industry, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, just combs, period. I think that in those 60s, 1964, bringing to commercial market is the brilliance of Mr. Morrow. Not the fact that creating or duplicating something that had already been done in the continent of Africa. So the comb in and of itself is not the invention. The invention is to be able to put it in industrial commerce to make available, because if you didn't go to the continent of Africa in 1963, 1964, you wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it, right? Yes.
Correct.
So the ability for him to take it, to redesign it, patent it, take it to the U.S. Congress, put it into commerce, and to commercialize it, monetize it, right, and productize it.
Yes.
And make it available for black people in the West Indies, black people in North America, black people in Canada, you know, in Europe, and black people in Asia, black people in Africa too. They didn't know it was a thing, you know. So we could fashion and style our hair and be a part of the secular world. So the Afrocomb was put in the secular world by Mr. Morrow, by redesigning it and industrializing it. It's the same process as taking tobacco. Yeah, tobacco is natural in its environment, but to make it be consumed and then enrich yourself by that great legacy called an Afrocomb, and then making other people have it in Cuba and you know, in Hawaii and in other places. So that was the brilliance. And then to create this generation, and then you have the first one, and then the next generation of them, and then to have utility patents, and then go into, you know, making a comb and a blow dry so we can have blowouts and straighten hair and things of that nature. That was, I think, the difference between a Mr. Morrow, a Joe Dudley, a Gardner, a Flushing, a different angle. To being part of
also,
the legacy of African beauty.
Absolutely. And I just want to also bring attention to that documentary, because to me, 400 Years Without a Comb was so far ahead. Now, documentaries are a lot more, you know, out there. Maybe it has a lot to do with the pandemic that we have come through. But I do want to say that the documentary, that documentary really started a lot of the hair industry documentaries, if you will, to me. You know, I think it's one of the most well-known and most seen hair industry documentary in the world. So, and we're talking about 400 Years Without a Comb, and it's still out there, and I'm just loving that. So, again, we're talking about hair legacies.
It started out as a book. And I think that that is probably one of the reasons why it's the hair care, you know, historical Bible that everyone goes to, you know, because it's a three-generation book. In all three decades, Mr. Morrow rewrote it. And then in the last... the fourth quarter of its generation and its edition, he created, and Mr. Morrow just really deals with the culture inside of the plantation, and it starts there, because the commercial market that you and I enjoy was started on the plantation. It formed itself into. And because of that complete disconnection for about three centuries, that disconnection from the world's first organized beauty kind of, you know, that activity, the way we did it, you know, it was not quite done. When Europe went to colonialize Africa, that is where they learned hygiene. The roots of beauty is hygienic, not, you know, fashion and styling and things of that nature. But it was basically really had its roots in hygiene. And I think that starting there, only a black person could have done that, Gary. You know, no one cared about
absolutely,
obviously, how you fashioned
absolutely
yourself and cleaned yourself and how you, you know, became this really sophisticated society and culture, and how you, you know, you did things, you know, with your body and your health and well-being. No one was interested in that type of story. So, yeah, once again, Mr. Morrow hit it on the head, you know.
And it didn't stop there. The San Diego Monitor News. I want to talk about that. Can you tell us a little bit, for those who are outside of the California experience, if you will, what exactly is that? And I believe that it you go everywhere with it. So tell everybody about it.
We turned from New York. I lived in New York for 19 years. And, you know, one of the things that, and this is me, you know, I'm going to tell this story in the documentary. One of the reasons why Mr. Morrow got into publishing is not really because he had a great love for journalism, but it Black people don't really understand that it's legacy to get a newspaper. All hair care men, all hair care families, it was almost like a rite of passage. You had to get a publication. You know, most people think that John Johnson got the publication and then got into the hair business. No, John Johnson, was already in beauty. So their mentor, S.B. Fuller, always told them and taught Joe Dudley, George Johnson, which is Ultra Sheen, Johnson Products, and then John Johnson, which was Johnson Publishing. When you start your beauty line, you get you a newspaper. So Mr. Morrow was just following the great recipe and the great formula of success of S.B. Fuller, one of his mentors. So
yes, yes.
All of them got newspapers. So Mr. Morrow got created one in San Diego in 1986 because of the mentor Bill Thompson. And creating, S.B. Fuller always taught them that you create your own advertising tool. So if you get on the cover of somebody else's publication, that was fine. But make sure that you are always, you create a product, you got to have a way to advertise it. So create a magazine in and of itself. Put some content. And you see how forward they were, actually? And
oh,
you think about
oh,
how,
yeah.
how powerful content is today. Yeah.
So oh, absolutely. They were way ahead.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was opposite. You know, it was to be the power of the advertisement. You know, be ahead. Put yourself on your own cover. Put yourself. You know, look bigger than you know you actually are. You know, put your own content out there, your own stories, and then put yourself on the on the cover, and then put your own ads in. You know, so it was always about advertising, the actual root business. So that's how Mr. Morrow got into it. And then, of course, and it just rolled into a journalistic product, you know, local business, local people, and things of that nature. And then
which I love,
it's been adjudicated for over almost, you know, we're heading into 4 years, you know. And so
that
I had just
amazing.
Taken over, and of course, in 2010, I turned it digital. I saw the handwriting on the wall, and I was the first black paper in the state of California to be adjudicated and digitized at the same time. So it was I made sure that I created a hybrid, and it was probably because of my technical skills, you know, graphic skills and technical skills and all that stuff I learned while I was in New York. That I can make that turn and that very, very quickly. So,
well, I love
we
the stories
are,
that you guys cover. Yeah, yeah. We've
yeah.
got to tell folks
Thank
how
you,
can they get
the
their
way.
Hands or see. Oh, absolutely. I love when you guys put things out on the internet and, you know, and I see and you do such good work. I love the pictures and the graphics and everything. You're not telling the same stories that everybody else is telling. And that's
no.
I refuse to. Exactly.
Yeah, I think that our people need orientation and information. You know, because you know, at the end of the day, we have a saying: if you're not informed, news doesn't matter. You know, if you don't know anything.
Whoa.
You don't know anything.
I have
not
to write
informed.
That one down. If you're not informed,
you.
The news doesn't matter. Wow, that says it all. Wow, okay, you know, let me bring everybody on up to speed with this. If you're kind of just joining us, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, my very special guest today. She really returns back to us. It's been quite a while. She comes back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know her. She was out here with us on the East Coast, but she's returned to California, the San Diego area, as we were just talking about, the SDMN, San Diego Monitor newspaper, which we just love, this San Diego Monitor News, I should say. So, Cheryl, how can folks, can they get this online? Do you have a place that you can send everybody to find out more, to register?
Yeah, it's a mobile site, so you can get it on your mobile device, and you can go to the website, sdmonitornews.com. Yeah, our story content is very off the beat. I am very picky what our readers are exposed to. They're always are going to get a very avant-garde, a very different way of looking at things. And I'll be honest, I believe that's one of our impediments. We are so 1960s directed. We are so infused in the 1960s that to get, you know, especially African Americans the 60s and 70s, it's very hard to get us back into the present moment of who we are.
Exactly.
And I tell them all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, you think about it, African Americans, all 46 million, the average age of an African American in this country is 26 years old.
Isn't that,
and then
wow,
dealing with the African diaspora, they're 19. So if you think about 26 and 19, then, you know, that's a lot of time that, you know, we've got to look at things differently. We've got to look very millennial. Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that could be one of our strengths, thinking
Absolutely.
About things in such a different way to get something. I have also another saying, you know, we want something we've never had. We've got to do something we've never done. We've got to think ways
exactly.
that we've never thought.
And exactly. Well, let me turn to probably I'm going to call it the elephant in the room, and that is the pandemic. Yes, and I know that's a topic and a half. That's a, you know, we'll probably have to add on 2 or 3 hours to cover this one. But I have, what is your take when you look back? Because right now, as we go to the air with this particular broadcast today, we are more than what they're saying in terms of emerging and all of that. And what can you say looking back? What was the experience like in California and the hair biz part where you were? And California, to me, California is a very different, had a very different approach with all of that. But what's your take? You are living there.
Yeah.
What's
well,
your take
say
on
Because of the weather. Oh, I think we made an adjustment very quickly because we could go outside very quickly. We were always outside, you know. And so I think that they adjusted well. I think African Americans did not adjust well because, of course, you know. And to me, let me just say this: the elephant in the room is not really quite the pandemic, from my perspective. The elephant in the room is that the fact that Black people are prone to be frightened, much more traumatized than our other racial counterparts. So we don't adjust well. We have the boogeyman. You know, everything's the boogeyman for us. And our people secretly in our silos were saying, oh, stay in. You know, and that is not quite good for business. So if you are naturally afraid, you don't pivot. You're very slow to react. And you can imagine, Carrie, I was very avant-garde and had a different take on it. You know, because after, I would probably say March of 2020, it was not a pandemic at that point. It was an epidemic in the United States, an epidemic in Brazil. It wasn't a pandemic at that point. Other world governments had contained it. And so that's what we keep saying.
We were slow to get it under
the world.
or under.
Yeah, like the rest of the world had our issues. No, the rest of the world, the continent of Africa, barely is reaching 4,000 deaths. The whole 54 countries.
The whole continent,
that says,
right.
That's enormous if you think about it. And there's something quite not right with that. You know, within 50 to 100 to 200 miles, you know, from where we quote unquote say it began. I mean, they have less than maybe 300. And so it wasn't a pandemic long. It was an epidemic. And I think that because our news outlets, and speaking of the San Diego Monitor News, I just refuse to kind of put fuel on the fire and, you know, and I didn't take, and I'm going to say this, you know, I didn't take any COVID money. I refuse to because I
really?
Can't stay. No. No, because you can't really stay.
Well, they were throwing it out there.
Yeah, they were.
they were
let me just say this. And I refuse to kind of have, and I think I did it once. And you know, Carrie, I just couldn't do it because one of the things, because it doesn't allow you to look at things objectively. And if we're going to have black news, and if we're going to be very neutral, you can't be involved in that kind of thing. And let me just say this, as our mother company, which is Beauty, I can afford to do that. And I understand that most papers needed that money to, you know, say, hey, and because I was digitized prior to 10 years ago, I pivoted very quickly to digital and still maintained my other advertisers. So, you know, 2020 was not, did not affect me. Not economic.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because
and
the
so,
census. The census was going on at the same time. So that was very surprising.
Yeah, that's true. Which changed the game here in New York for us to a degree. I have to say, though, as looking out, so what are some of the, you know, when you look at the beauty industry, you know, how, in your opinion, has it affected the folks in the beauty industry? I mean, especially, like you said, in California, though, see, you guys were, remind me of Georgia, right after this pandemic was kind of declared, right? Georgia was like, okay, we're like literally about 2 weeks later, we're all in business again, everybody. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
I remember having panel discussions on our broadcast here on the Hair Radio Morning Show in the year 2020. It was just strange, a very strange dynamic in different states.
Yeah.
And so the industry was very different, and then with and we've had the people from Barbicide and all these other folks on, and they scared the bejesus out of us with the discourse on television news, as you were kind of saying. It's almost surreal. So so when you look at the beauty industry, will we make it? What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't even think it's that the salon. I think that we could have pivoted. That I also was involved in some technology and formulation and dealing with a disinfectant that covers you from all viruses 9.993.
Really?
And it protects you for 90 days. You don't even have to sanitize. Once you sanitize your
hands,
you know, you protect it. Yes. We have it in production.
Wow.
It has all of its OSHA and FDA passage. So I answered it in a very technological way. But here's the thing, Carrie. It's not about what's going on in the salon per se, because black hair care professionalism is wired through the salon. But the industry is wired through the trade show. Once you took the trade show and you could not meet in the groves of 7,000 to 10,000 people, you decimated the ethnic hair care industry, because the ethnic hair care industry is wired through the trade show. So now the expo, and now the festival, and now the trade shows, you can't meet. So how do you carry along something that is wired through the actual platforming, hair site, and trade show, and all these big, huge halls and auditoriums.
Exactly.
And adventures and things. When you can't meet. Exactly.
And I'm raising my hand right now.
Devastated. Yeah. And so that means that hair, ethnic hair care, because it's, the Banner Brother, as you know, it is over. The international show in New York is over. You can't meet.
Wow.
Those are too many people in one confined space, and now, you know, you're just trying to stay 6 feet apart, you know, and you got to, you know, that is a nightmare.
It was a show killer for sure. Yeah.
And so the problem is
gotta say
is that,
to you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, please finish your thought. The problem is.
So the question and the challenge for black hair care and ethnic beauty is because we needed to pivot long before this. And I have been telling show promoters for at least 5 years, pivot to the small conference and the more con kind of business model and create a different kind of gathering to where it's an invited list and it happens more often instead of twice a year.
Exactly.
And so
I speak to 1,000%
you know,
years. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, they act like I didn't, you know, say anything. So, you know, we invite the formulators. You know what I mean? Create a TED Talk style, or there's so many other ways to bring smaller groups. Yeah.
Exactly, and to create those lanes that'll support you and take you through these times. Now, Cheryl, I've got to say, there is one big story that we are revisiting here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this, not too long ago, but there was a huge story. Now, I'm telling you, it was the number one covered story, especially in the hair and beauty industry, but it had crossed over into mass media. And this was the story of the Gorilla Glue girl who had put the glue in her hair, the Gorilla Glue, and she was rescued, so to speak, by a California doctor, Dr. Michael Obeng, who was a guest on our very show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. He spoke to Hair Radio first about this this ordeal for this young woman and how he was able to remedy the situation. But let's start with your